I'll say, okay. So we'll say, so there's an incredible idea in the parasha, which is that at the end of the parasha, after the family of Yaakov Avinu is resettled in the land of Goshen, so we know that Yosef really rises to prominence because of his interpretation of the dreams, but also because of his implementation of a solution. We spoke about this in last week's parasha thought, right? This idea that Yosef was solution-oriented. Many people could point out problems. Yosef HaTzadik was able to point out a solution. And so we know again that when all the food runs out, he comes up with a variety of these. People sell land, people become indentured servants. So there's an incredible pasuk. The pasuk says, this is in Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayomer Yosef al Ha'am. Yosef says to the nation, he's speaking to the Egyptians, Hein kanisi eschem ayom ve'es ad maschem leparo. So ultimately, again, I've acquired you and your fields for paro. Remember, at this point in time, the famine is so rampant that people no longer have anything to sell. They've sold, they've given away their money, they've sold off their livestock, and now literally they've sold themselves as indentured servants to the Pharaoh. So Yosef says, at this point in time, I own everything, right? Meaning I being Paro. But I own everything. I own you, I own your property, I own your livestock. You belong to the state. So Yosef says, here's the deal. Hei lachem zera, I'm giving you seed, right? I'm giving you grain, I'm giving you seed. Uziratem es ha'adama. And go and plant the fields. I'm giving you seed, go and plant the fields. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says something so incredibly amazing. Listen to the words of the Rebbe. Hei lachem zera, Yosef HaTzadik Shebechol Dar Nosin Lechol Echad Ve'echad Kochos Chizok Ba'avodas Hashem. So the Rebbe says like this. In every single generation, every single day, the Yosef HaTzadik or HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us zera. He gives us seeds. He gives us kochos, right? We each are in possession of an incredible amount of kochos. But says the Rebbe, Ach nesinas koach zu kishi la'atzma ina maspika. It will say, if you have a fistful of kochos, right? A fistful of kochos doesn't do anything. Just like a fistful of seeds doesn't do anything unless, of course, what? V'tzarech liyos gam. Uziratem es ha'adama. The fistful of seeds don't do anything unless you plant them in the ground. So too says the Rebbe, a fistful of kochos, a neshama that is filled with energy, that is filled with abilities, does not do anything unless the kochos are planted, are seeded, and able to bring forth incredible fruit. Says the Rebbe, Yosef HaTzadik was not just giving instructions to the people of Egypt. Yosef HaTzadik was giving instructions to us as well. Hei lachem zera, I've given you so much seed. I've given you so much ability, so many kochos. Uziratem es ha'adama. Plant your kochos, plant the seeds, and accomplish something great. I will say, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many kochos. And each of us is in possession of a whole variety of kochos. Whether those kochos, whether those seeds are the blessings we have, the personality traits we have, the abilities we have, each of us possesses so many incredible kochos. Do you know what the greatest crime in life is? That sometimes people walk through life and they're holding their kochos in their hand. Look at my kochos. Look at my kochos. I have such incredible kochos. There's only one problem. They never put them in the ground. They never do anything with those kochos. So you could walk around with a fistful of seeds, and you might have more seeds than anyone else. Shkoyach. But you know what happens if you keep your seeds in your hand? At some point in time, they rot. At some point in time, they wither. And at some point in time, they become nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us seeds, Rabbi Hussein. It is our job to plant them and to do things with them. See, if you have money, do great things with your money. And if you have a good personality, interact and bring other Jews closer. And if you have a mishpacha, shower them with your attention. And if you have a wonderful spouse, do what you can to make her happy. Whatever your seeds are in life, whatever your seeds are in life, Rabbi Osai, plant them and make beautiful things happen with them. Rabbi Osai, we are finishing Shas. Whether you're finishing Shas actually, or even if you're not a Messiah, it doesn't matter. We're finishing a cycle. I will say there's something special that is happening in the world. You could feel it. You could feel that there's something different. And I don't just mean if you were at the Siyam Hashas and you're at MetLife Stadium, which was incredible. I mean that if you're in tune enough with your neshama, you could feel that something incredible is about to occur. There's something magnificent that's coming to an end. And I was saying to Ari yesterday, or a couple of days ago, there's a sadness. On one hand, there's a sadness as we come to the last pages of Nida. And yes, it is sad to see Nida leave. You're thinking to yourself, no, it's not. No, it is. It is not. I'm happy to say goodbye to that for another 7.5 years. It was like, there is something sad. Because the truth is, many of us started this 7.5 years ago. And one thing is clear, which is we were all different people 7.5 years ago. Some of us were better 7.5 years ago. Some of us were worse 7.5 years ago. But Lamaisa, we've all changed over 7.5 years. And there's a chapter of our lives that closes with the conclusion of Nida. There's a chapter of our lives. Whatever that chapter is, there's something that's closing. But when one chapter closes, quite literally, as Nida closes, Brachas Daf Beis Amud Aleph opens, Rabbi Hussein. Brachas Daf Beis are the seeds in your hand, along with all of the other seeds. Rabbi Hussein, plant them. Don't walk around with the seeds of potential, the seeds of brachas in your hands. But go ahead and take the seeds, and not just Dafyomi, of life. We all have so many incredible seeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. And we walk around looking at them, admiring them, so beautiful, sharing them, showing them. And we just fail to do sometimes the most important thing, which is plant them. People say we are each capable of so many incredible things. We have so much ridiculous potential. None of us has to settle for mediocrity. None of us has to be regular. None of us has to be ordinary. And if we remain mediocre, and if we remain ordinary, if we remain regular, it's not your mother's fault or your father's fault or your wife's fault or your friend's fault. You make the choice to remain ordinary. You make the choice to remain mediocre because you choose to hold on to your seeds. And not to plant them. There's a wave, a tidal wave of hischachos, of renewal that is occurring. There is a tidal wave of incredible energy that is coming our way. There's a tidal wave of beautiful seeds that are being placed in our hands. Yosef HaTzadik tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the seeds of potential in your hand, Heilachem Zera, Uziratem Es HaAdama. May we be Zochem Yeretz Hashem to take the seeds of potential, to take the seeds of bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants firmly in the palms of our hand. Find the koach to plant them, to utilize them, to maximize them, and to see the beautiful saplings of accomplishment sprout in the years to come. Brachos Israel.